847 100.7 WHUD with Mike and Casey.
All right, former American Idol David Cook is on tour, and he's going to be at Ridgefield Playhouse next Wednesday night in Connecticut. And he's on tour in spite of an injury.
You know, the intention initially was that I was going to play, you know, the crux of the acoustic, you know, rhythm guitar stuff, and then have my lead guitar player kind of fill in some of the bare patches. And then I broke my hand a couple weeks before the tour, so we had to prep an emergency guitar player, and so now we are a four-piece, and then I get to wear my nice little cast on stage.
Oh, wow. So what happened?
I wish I had some great story. I was letting the dogs out, and I did not stick the landing when I tripped. So, yeah, not a really cool story at all. I need to come up with something better, I think.
And you only got like a 6.5 from the Russian judge, too, so.
Exactly.
And insult to injury.
It's been an experience, you know, kind of relearning how to manipulate the stage without a guitar in hand. But I've really enjoyed it so far, and crowds have been fantastic, and, you know, looking forward to bringing the show to Ridgefield.
It's a beautiful, intimate theater with great acoustics. What are your expectations for the audience? What would you like to get from them?
You know, I think every show is kind of dependent on the audience for a myriad of different reasons. I mean, not least of which, if nobody shows up, there's no audience. But, you know, we rely pretty heavily on audience interaction. I think the shows we've had in Ridgefield and to a larger portion, you know, in the Northeast, the crowds have always been really interactive and really engaged, and that always just tends to make for a great show. And especially, you know, with us, we try every night to do a little bit of live recording and kind of incorporate the audience into one of the songs. So, you know, I hope everybody is ready to do a little stomping and a little clapping and be a part of the show themselves.
Did you enjoy your time on Broadway in Kinky Boots?
I did. You know, I had done theater in middle school and high school, and had gone to college on a theater scholarship, and then gave that up to pursue the band stuff. So to revisit that was fun in and of itself, and then to get to be a part of a show like Kinky Boots, I think the message and the story are just so important. It was an honor to get to tell that story, or help tell that story every night.
Did you get to meet Cyndi Lauper, who put together the music for the musical?
I did. A few times, actually, we got to cross paths, and loved getting to spend time with her. That she's not that she needs me to reaffirm it, but she's the real article. She's like an incredibly talented, super kind person.
Well, there you go. Talking about Cyndi.
David Cook. See him at the Ridgefield Playhouse Wednesday night at 8. If you're caller 7, you have 2 free tickets.
Yeah. 1-877-274-9483. David Cook, Ridgefield Playhouse, next Wednesday night.